The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspapers based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk with their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last day of February is here, and in just a few hours, the shortest month of the year will come to an end, and the softball season will begin. Last spring, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs were eliminated from the diamond in the region semis by the Joe Burns Lady Red Devils, and it's been a long 10 months waiting for a chance at some revenge. Well, that hour's finally arrived, because tonight is the end of the basketball season for 32 teams across the state of Tennessee in each of its classifications. Here in Region 4A, there are 8 teams who are battling to make it to Monday night semifinals at Livingston. Pickett County versus Knowledge Academy, Clark Range versus Merle Hyde, Gordonsville versus East Robertson, and Clay County versus Joe Burns. It's here at Joe Sims Gym that the Black, Purple, and Gold Ladies, along with head coach Matt Walker, put their 14-13 record on the line as District 7's number 2 seed meets Jared Hawkins and his 4-19 Lady Red Devils, the District 8-3 seed. We're about to find out if the Lady Dogs get their revenge, because softball starts tomorrow for the losers, and the winners advance to the Region 4 semis.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts Pregame Show, our 23rd basketball broadcast of this 2025 season. For the first time this postseason, we're here at home in Joe Sims Gym looking down at Rob Edwards Court. I'll be joined soon by this venue's namesake. With me right now is the man who I know is proud to be saddled up at the broadcast table back in these friendly confines here in the heart of Bulldog Country, using some of his terminology there. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. For sure, Daniel, is where we should be for the region tournament opener, thanks to this Lady Dog team earning the right here to host this quarterfinal round. And, you know, big semifinal win in the district tournament got them here.
Absolutely. 64 teams left across the state playing in single A ball. Only 32 of them getting to host. A pleasure to get to be one of them.
Yeah, and like you said, also, this is an elimination basketball. Clay County, the clear favorite here. But, you know, Joe Burns is here to try to end the Lady Dog season.
Yeah, and we've seen it happen. We talked about the boys 2 years ago in this round. We were the district champ. A four seed came in and eliminated us. Anything can happen.
And tonight, folks that can't be here will get to witness it all live thanks to the video sponsorship of Macon Bank and Trust. And we want to thank Curtis Collins and his friendly staff down on the square in Salina for making all this possible. And we want to ask all of you to show your appreciation to Macon Bank and Trust, along with all of our sponsors, by doing business with them and giving them a thank you every time you see them when you go in. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor tonight for this broadcast and throughout this basketball season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs 7A title game with Pickett County. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show coming up next here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to get a preview of what will be inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story we're going to talk about, how the Lady Dogs finished as a District 7A runners-up after a 78-60 loss to Pickett County, where they went blow for blow with the Lady Bobcats in a high-octane first quarter that ended with Pickett County ahead 23-22 before Clay County claimed a lead early in the second. During the stretch, Halen Garrison knocked down five threes, and Ella Eads helped her keep pace with a pair of her own before the Lady Bobcats exploded to close out the first half. After the Lady Dogs led 28-25, Pickett County outscored Clay County 22-6 to close out the first half, up by 13. They then only posted 12 points in the third, but the Lady Dogs couldn't get it going either, and the Lady Bobcats maintained and then added to their lead the rest of the way. Garrison finished with a team-high 20. Eads had 16, Broken Scott 7, Lacey Wicks 5, Baylor Walden 4, Clea Crawford 3, Emmy Carr 3, Natalie Smith, and Jenna Thompson both with 1. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Region 4A Girls Quarterfinals here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this Region 4A quarterfinal elimination contest. Going to go ahead and get into the Ashok and Strong Girls 4A update here on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Coach Sims, as we talked about before, elimination basketball. This pretty big round across the state. The field going to get cut from 64 down to 32 tonight. Going to separate the women from the girls, so to speak, here in Region 4. You got 4 matchups. Of course, coming out of District 7A, the rankings were Pickett County number 1, Clay 2, Clark Range 3, Gordonsville 4. Coming out of District 8, the champs were East Robertson, followed by Merle Hyde at 2, Joe Burns 3, Knowledge Academies 4. So the 4 matchups we see, Pickett County against Knowledge, Merle Hyde against Clark Range, East Rob and Gordonsville, and Clay Joe Burns. Talk about those others. Not much to say probably about Pickett Knowledge.
Well, I really don't think there's much to say about our 1, 2, and 3. I think the only game that'll be much of a game is East Robertson and Gordonsville. I think that's kind of a toss-up.
I agree.
Well, like you said, you know, anything can happen, but, you know, looking at records and, you know, who everybody's played, you know, I don't think this is going to be a very good game, you know, as far as score. I hope I'm right, but now, like you said, you never can tell what might happen, but, of course, Matt, he's watched some film and stuff, and he says, they're comparable to Monterey, but don't handle the ball hard as good, so, I mean, we beat Monterey, you know, 40 or something like that. So I think everybody gets to play tonight. But, you know, it's not like that in every region. You know,
no.
They some tough games. And I can remember, you know, times when I was coaching when, you know, you took nothing for granted. You know, it didn't matter if you was – I mean, I went into that 1-4 game as a 4 and won.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, it can be done. But it wasn't like we was bad. You know, it was just, you know, there was 5 or 6 good teams in our district. And we just – cut the bad luck. I know 1 year we got beat on 2 last-second shots in the tournament and ended up 4th and ended up making it all the way to state, I think.
Well, that just shows you top to bottom District 7 how stout it is, and even many years, as we mentioned, particularly when Gordonsville was up and was in District 8 and was a region foe, you know, tough years. What about that East Drive Gordonsville game? Let's talk a touch more about it. That's the one the winner of this one's going to match up with. If you – it's going to be a neutral site game at Livingston Academy. If you could pick, which of the teams would you play? We've lost to both of them.
I don't know what. Of course, I hadn't seen East Robertson play in person. I saw a little on my phone or something that last time. I don't know what I'd rather play them. I mean, Gordonsville, the last game, they didn't play good at all against Clark Range. But now the 2 or 3 games before that, they had been playing really good. And they go, they're deep, they're big. I just think, you know, they give us some problems, you know. I don't know much about East Robb. I don't think that's that girl that shot us out of the gym last year down there, but I don't know if she's had as good a year as she did as a freshman last year, but I don't think they're post games very much, and they don't have a lot of size, which that's more to our liking, you know.
That's true.
Gorsville's got three or four big old girls.
They
know?
Do, both of them.
They give us some problems, and that number 10 can score from anywhere, seems like, and I guess if I had my druthers, I'd probably take East Robertson.
Both of them good teams. That's been the Girls 4A update brought to you by Strong and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonda today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Just have time for a short Tipsy Spinal Take, but maybe there's not a last word we have to say before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place, Coach Sims. Clay County just needs to play their game, do they not?
Yeah, that's right. I think we'll get out and press and run and, you know, romp up and down the floor, hopefully, and make some shots. I just hope we don't come out cold and keep throwing in the ocean, you know. Hitter layups, if we do that, we'd be all right.
I think that's something need to focus on those fundamentals and put it away quick. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go to break for the playing of the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this Region 4A quarterfinal contest. Going to go ahead and finish up this H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show with Gone Country Cafe serving up the starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting team, the Joe Burns Lady Red Devils. They are the number 3 seed out of District 8. Their head coach, Jared Hawkins. Joe Burns going to be wearing their red travel jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in white. 4-19 record on the year. Starting for Joe Burns, a freshman, number 4, Pinky Shannon. The rest of them seniors, number 11, Reese Head, number 21, Kelly Yates, number 33, Faith Holt, and number 44, Kalia Lucas. Joe Burns be shooting at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Clay County Lady Bulldogs, District 7's runner-up, the 2 seed. 14-13 record on the season. Wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker, ninth season overall, leading this program, 191 wins to 92 losses in his career. Clay County riding a one-game losing streak into this contest, coming out of that District 7 title game against Pickett County. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 11, Helen Garrison, junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. Junior number 24, Ella Eads. And the other starter tonight, a junior number 10, Claire Kendall. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell.
Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Elimination basketball, guys. We wait all year to get to this point. This is the first elimination game Clay County has played this postseason.
Yeah, and like Coach said, you can't take it for granted. You know, this is we got to come out, get off to a good start, and play some good, solid, fundamental basketball because, you know, these Joe Burns Lady Red Devils have come and made a pretty good trip to play, Daniel.
Pretty good trip. A lot of seniors, a lot of athletes. We talked about it earlier. A lot of these same ladies play softball, and they were state runner-ups and had eliminated Clay County in the region semis of softball last spring. Chance at revenge tonight for the black, purple, and gold. Lacey Wicks, 108 shot, no good. Got her on the rebound. Putback, no good. Joe Burns going to come down with it. It's taken away by Becker Walden. She gives to Garrison. Garrison, three-pointer, no good. Walden nearly another rebound, but it's the Lady Red Devils who gathered in this time.
Well, we got it inside, got that back door screen play. We still didn't score.
The play was there, though. Yeah. Wasn't it? Joe Burns with the basketball. Bear with me as I learn some of these Lady Red Devils. The freshman, Pinky Shannon, with it, runs the point. 18-foot jumper, no good off the glass. Rebound Garrison, the sophomore now quickly. Dribbles off to the left, passes ahead to Ella Eads. Ella shakes and bakes, gets to the right block, shot off the glass, no good. Walden, her third rebound of the contest, and she's going to be fouled. Baylor on the season, averaging 3.7 rebounds per contest already, drawing in on her average in this one. Baylor at the line to shoot two. 66.1% free throw shooter on the season. Walden averaging 6.1 points per contest. We've seen her go into double figures a couple times lately, though, Thomas.
Yeah, had a really good District 7A tournament. Was named all-tournament over there after the conclusion of that. And had a big game against Clark Range in that semifinal.
Sure did. Made both of those free throws. Put Clay County up 2-0. Shannon with it in a trap. Passes backcourt over and back. And the pressure, even though it wasn't crazy aggressive, already too much, Coach Simpson.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll continue to do that.
Talk about it frequently. You get outside of District 7, and basketball's a little different sometimes. Claire Kendall with it, right wing. Kicks over to Wicks at the high post. Now in the corner to Ella Eads. Ella going to drive baseline to the block. Good. Scores off the glass. Ella Eads, the also making all-tournament last week. Claire Kendall on a steal. Going to bounce pass across the paint to Garrison. Good. Garrison shot off the glass. Good. Good assist by the junior.
Yeah, that's a nice pass.
Sure was. Kendall with the steal and the assist, making the most of her start here tonight. 6:36 mark of this first quarter. Just like that. Clay County 6, Joe Burns 9.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina for the Region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 6-0. Early in this one. This broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Halen Garrison, another one, Daniel.
Coming off a steal and assist again by junior Claire Kendall. She robbed senior Kalia Lucas from Joe Burns of the ball. Clay County up 8-0. Coach Sims, kind of what you expected so far. You may be muted, Coach.
Yeah, it's kind of what I expected. I thought we'd be pressuring and trapping and all that good stuff. Got three or four layups out of it so far.
These teams meeting for only the third time in their histories. Last time they met was the Clay County Christmas Classic. 5-second call against Joe Burns. Couldn't find an inbound passer. Met back in 2022 in the Christmas Classic. Clay County won that one. Only other meeting. Coach Sims' third year leading the program, 1989. First ever sectional game you advanced to, Coach. I know that was a big moment. Unfortunately, did not beat the Red Devils, the Lady Red Devils that night. But 52-69, the final, I think, had some great games from Tricia Fox and Jan Arms in particular, but others as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, Jan got foul trouble that game. Didn't get to play a lot. And they had a really good team. They were big. Had a big girl inside, about 6'4". And their forwards were 5'10", 5'11", good players. And they just manhandled us kind of.
Ella Eads, well, another takeaway. Yeah, she's fouled hard from behind by freshman Pinky Shannon. Nothing malicious about it, but pretty rough. Eads going to go to the line. Ella very comfortable at the free throw line. 75.5% free throw shooter, and that has climbed a couple points just during the district tournament. She was great over there from the line. First game Clay County's playing here at home since Tuesday, February the 11th, when they met Jackson County on senior night. So, been a couple weeks. Eads is good on the power. Second one almost didn't go. 10-9 now, Thomas. 5:30 mark of this first quarter, and it's all Clay County. Joe Burns still looking for the first points of the contest. Another takeaway by Banner Walden, so Joe Burns will keep having to wait here. Walden quickly off to the left. Circles back out behind the arm, gives to Eads out top. Slashing into the paint is Ella. Kicks it outside to Kendall. Now to Garrison at right wing. Over to Walden. Now the corner to Ella. Baseline drive. 6-foot floater. Good. And she draws the foul. I heard that contact on the
way up here.
We say that often in football, seldom in basketball.
I didn't expect the shot to go, but it went too.
Ella just playing her best games of the season here lately. And that's what you expect a veteran junior player to do. Here in tournament time, Eads completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's a 13-0 run for Clay County to open this contest. We're not even 3 minutes into this first quarter, 5:02 mark.
Yeah, we're anytime you get steal every trip, get a layup, it adds up fast.
Joe Burns riding the one-game win streak coming into this contest. They had beaten Knowledge Academy's. Coach, they beat them 66-35. Beat them by 31 points as Helen Garrison misses on the three. Rebound Joe Burns. So I'd hate to wager what Pickett County might do to Knowledge Academies in Burtstown.
They may score 200 points.
It could be a record. Of course, Brent Smith's squad regularly flirts with the century mark.
I only got 7 players, so 3 starters going to be on the floor all the time.
Going to have Lacey Wiggs now going to the free throw line. Already several different black, purple, and gold ladies making a trip there. Wiggs on the season, not real high, 35.2% from the free throw line. Misses the first.
She went through a little stretch there. She's shooting real good, but she's not been hardly as efficient lately.
Scoring 6.7 points per contest on average. Third leading scorer on the squad night in, night out. Always the defensive leader. Also, Lacey clearly the rebound leader, 7.4 per contest. Garrison can't find a three in this one, 0-for-3 early from behind the arc. Garrison came into the contest, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check these totals. I think 73 made three-pointers on the season. Put her within striking distance of around second and third. Michelle Chambers holds the single-season lead with 90. Taylor Strong and others just right in front of Garrison on that list. So
really, I figured Taylor pass Michelle.
I think all time, but not single season.
Okay. Well, I just figured she had both of them, but I didn't know.
On the floor for Clay County, still these original five starters. No, that's not true. I see freshman Kalia Crawford, who has checked in for her cousin, Claire Kendall. Kendall getting a breather, and the freshman getting some minutes here. 4:18 mark of this first quarter, 13-9. Clay County in front here in the Region 4A quarterfinal. Joe Burns finally working inside, still missed the shot. That was Ariana Turner on the missed shot from right ball. Garrison kicks over to Eads. Eads with it, top of the key. Ella drives to the free throw line. Kind of a sloppy pass there out to Crawford, and Clea never had a chance to gather it in. Went out of bounds.
Yeah, it's a little off target.
Thomas, give us some knowledge. You've not even got a chance to speak.
I've got a tremendous amount of knowledge in this one so far. Ella Eads dominating with 7 first quarter points. over half of Clay County's production here. Well, Joe Burns almost gets on the board, doesn't he?
Thought they was going to hit that one. They should have, but didn't.
Should have, yeah. Sophomore Ariana Turner on the inside missed the shot. Another junior. No juniors on this squad, according to the classifications we got from head coach Jared Hawkins. Several seniors for them started, along with a freshman, and a handful of sophomores and freshmen lining out the roster. Five seniors on the squad. Coach Sims, did you not tell me first year playing for these seniors?
That's what that coach said. That he had five seniors. It's the first year they had played. I think they're all good softball players.
Yeah. Yeah, Thomas, you said 12 of the 13 players played softball as well?
A large number. I can't quote him for sure. But, yeah, these are the same athletes that are going to meet Baylor Walden and company, hopefully, again, in the region softball tournament on down the road as Cleo Crawford goes to the line. It's the first.
Is considerably smaller than we are. They're one of the smaller.
In normal wise?
I think they're under 200.
Could be.
We've got, a tad over 300?
Yeah. Yeah, sitting right at that 300 mark. Now, Crawford hits the first, misses the second.
They're probably Red Bullin size, maybe.
Pretty small there. Of course, we know East Robertson sitting there in the same county, of course. Another steal for Clay County. Garrison pulling the trigger on the three. No good. Fortunately, she shot well in Livingston Academy during the last couple games from behind the arc. Over here in the first quarter of this one so far. Fortunately, Clay County still up 14-0 despite nobody having a three-pointer. Really hadn't had to have them, Thomas. Had those high-percentage layups and free throws.
We only scored 1 point in the last 2 minutes, though, so we need to pick it up a little.
Crawford with a steal. Maybe the point's coming now, and they do so. Kalia laying it up right side. Crawford getting a lot of valuable experience this season. On average, playing 7 minutes a contest. So right at a quarter of action on average throughout the season. That time got a little less as we got into district play in the regular season. But girls played a handful of JV games, not hardly as many as the boys, so getting her minutes into the season was good to help her grow.
Well, this next summer will be real critical to her. Scott Kidd, and some of them that's going to have to play next year.
Of course, only one senior for Clay County, that being Lacey Wicks. And sky's the limit. You got to feel good about next year. Of course, we're still obviously excited about what's going to happen this postseason. We know, Coach Sims, that eight out of the eight teams in this region, two of them going to go on to sectional play. And Clay County got as good a chance as anybody.
I've said it before. I really think we got a shot, a good shot. I saw Van Buren and South Pitt score the other night. Van Buren didn't beat them near as bad as we did.
Ella Eads firing the three from the corner. Clay County with their first make from distance, 220 mark of this first quarter, 19-0 now, Thomas. I missed a bucket in there somewhere, had the Crawford free throw that made it 14, then I missed the two-pointer somewhere.
Yeah, Crawford also had a layup, and Ella Eads into double figures with 10 points.
Yeah, that's right. We did call the layup, the steal and the layup of Crawford earlier. Now Wicks with it with a takeaway. She presses ahead. Kalia Crawford fired the three-pointer left corner, no good. Rebound Kendall kicked out to Eads. Ella going to drive as the action picks up here. Three-pointer by Walden in there. So we had a hot opening to this quarter, a dry spell in the middle, and now heating up again down the stretch of a minute 45 in ticking. Joe Burns still zero, Clay County 22. And a foul called against Clay County.
We'll get the freshman Crawford with that one, Daniel.
Kalia picks up her second, according to the scoreboard. Very appreciative of head softball coach Homer Daly, who keeps the clock here at Joe Sims Gym for basketball. He does a good job of keeping good, accurate information on the scoreboard. And now Joe Burns on the board. A three-pointer hit by senior Reese Head. Hits it from right corner, 22-3. Kendall now with it. Drives into the paint. Works against K.K. Garman. Hands it back out to Scott. Scott to Eads. Eads to Walden. Walden three ball. Good. Baker Walden, her second three-pointer of the quarter.
She's found the stroke.
Walden good from outside. We know that. On the season, Baylor shooting 26% from three, 14 of 54.
Plays good post defense throughout, as she did right there to cause the turnover, Daniel.
Really solid player. Baylor, one of those that, you know, you don't necessarily see everything she does on that stat sheet. Just a good presence, as you just mentioned there. Creating a lot of turnovers and working hard on rebounds. And just a solid player here in her junior campaign. Claire Kendall, another junior, fires her three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Walden. Walden's put back blocked by Reese Head. Gathered in by Pinky Shannon. And Ella Eade's going to be called for the personal foul. 32.4 seconds left in this first quarter. 25-3 the score. Clay County on pace for 100. Jenna Thompson checking into the contest. On the floor right now, joining Thompson, Baylor Walden, Brooklyn Scott, Ella Eads, and Claire Kendall. Freshman Pinky Shannon hit the line. Shooting free throws for Joe Burns. First one's no good. Second one away.
Well,
banks it in.
Hit that. Oh, didn't he hit the rim?
No, never did. Hit the glass right into the net, didn't it?
Well, it was over to the side, I thought.
Kendall with it. Right wing extended. Works to Walden. Three three-pointers in this first quarter by my count. Two for Walden, one for Eads. 14 seconds and ticking. Clay with the last possession here of this first quarter. Ella Eads with it right wing. Works right. Back left. Has it knocked away. Regathers. Kicks it outside to Walden. Baker pulls the trigger on a three left wing. No good. Rebounded put back Brooklyn Scott. And shot was not good. However, the buzzer had already sounded. First quarter ends here, so a healthy 21-point lead for Clay County over the visiting Joe Burns Lady Red Devils, 25-4 after one.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the Girls Region 4A quarterfinals here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 25-4 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Leading the way for Clay County, the junior Ella Eads into double figures with 10 in the first quarter. Baylor Walden right behind her, knocked down 2 threes. She has 8 points. Halen Garrison with 4, and Kalia Crawford has 3. For Joe Burns, Pinky Shannon with 1 point, and Reese Head the other 3 for the Lady Red Devils. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades.
Yeah.
Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community. Home builders and DIYers can trust Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Baylor Walden just playing great defense. Another steal. Pass that to Eads. Eads called for the travel. Joe Burns taking back over against some pressure. Original 5 starters on the floor for 9th-year veteran head coach Matt Walker. Coach Sims, you found out that Joe Burns Lady Red Devils head coach Jared Hawkins, an old District 6 friend of Clay County when we were in the district with Trousdale. He was the head coach down there.
Yeah, I remember him now. I really don't know him. You know, I just remember seeing him on the sideline down there.
You know, he eliminated us, our girls, in the 21 district quarterfinals. Of course, we had an 8-team district back then, and that tournament was tough. Tougher than the usual district tournament.
What year was that?
21.
Huh.
Baylor Walden. Or maybe in 20. No, I think it was 20. It was the year after Kenzie and Taylor graduated, I think. Maybe it was the COVID year. The boys went on to Eagleville and won that sub-state game. Yeah, it was that year. The girls got put out in the district quarters by Trousdale.
Ella Eads
with another steal in Bucket Thomas.
Yeah, it's Albert Lewis. I remember that game now. Yeah, they got to play real good right there at the end.
They did.
Yeah.
They had already won one game prior to that game to make it there. So already Bucket's here for, I think, Walden and Eads coming out in this quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, yeah, the Trousdale, the Lady Yellow Jacket team, one of the best they had had at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't like Clay County got beat by a bad team. That's
no.
For sure.
No, it wasn't. Three-pointer shot by Reese Head, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Claire Kendall. 6:45 mark of this second quarter. Me and Coach Sims get wandered off on other topics, and we'll try to stay true to it. 29-4 right here, though. Inbound play for Joe Burns, and a foul called against LA Eves.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those tough ones to call for sure. You end up wandering and talking about a lot of things,
yeah.
Even though there's action going on in front of you when it's already 29-4 early in the second.
Yes, certainly so. Yeah. Another bucket for Joe Burns off left block. Kelly Yates, the senior, gets points. 29-6. Haylen Garrison, top of the key, kicks out to Eads, deep right wing, now back to Haylen. Lacey sets up at the free throw line, swung to Walden, back to Haylen, now Eads at left wing. Ella back to Haylen. They give her room for the three. She decides to keep working the perimeter, bounce pass inside to Kendall, now back out to Garrison. Baseline drive from Eads, 10-foot baseline jumper, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Joe Burns. Like hitting an inbound off to our left, 6:08 mark of this second quarter.
We've seen Walden kind of cash in on this zone look, Coach, but Garrison hadn't even been able to. That's basically how you're going to have to bust it, shooting from the outside.
Yep.
Pass over to Kendall now. Back to Lacey. Lacey across court to Garrison. Garrison, three-pointer right wing, no good. Has not hit from outside tonight as Wicks is fouled on the rebound putback.
Haylen seemed like the first two at that one wasn't so bad. She kind of rushing her shot, seemed to me like. If she could stand there for a second and look at it, it seems like she's a lot more effective, you know.
Especially for that first one.
Yeah.
Once it goes, gets in a rhythm.
Yeah, I think so.
Wicks misses the first of her two free throws. Garrison on the season has crept up to a 10-point-per-game score, so two Lady Dogs in double digits on average. 12.2 for Ella Eads a game, 10 for Garrison. Third leading score on the contest, not on the contest, but of the season, is sophomore Natalie Smith, who is not available tonight for Coach Walker. Timeout taken here. We may want to talk about our presenting sponsor here at the 5:54 mark of the second quarter. Clay County is up 30-6, but the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, of course, got another special presenting sponsor tonight covering the video fees for this Region 4 quarterfinal. That coming in Macon Bank and Trust.
Yeah, we appreciate Macon Bank for taking care of that TSSAA fee to live stream the video here tonight. But a special shout-out, like we've said all season, to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's trying to spread their message about encouraging parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. Let your kids know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We thank the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for partnering with us this season and all of our sponsors, Daniel. We wouldn't be here without them.
We certainly wouldn't, Thomas. I always want to take care of talking about each of them each time we're on air. Joe Burns with his possession going to end up having a turnover. Yeah, I had a mistake. I said earlier weeks the third leading score on average, actually the fourth. Behind Eads, Garrison, Smith, then Wicks. So got four all at that 7-point plus mark and pretty good offensive sharing for Clay County this season on this girls' squad. Eads with a baseline drive, draws a foul. Ella going back to the line. I think she's perfect from there. We see talented pair of freshmen, Kalia Crawford and Brooklyn Scott, coming to the scores table to check in. Of course, Lila Burble, another freshman that cements this year, Haley Roberts, as well. Kenley Lynn. Coach Sims, you mentioned that she is dressed out tonight for the first time this year.
Yeah, I saw her down there. She's been down there street clothes all year.
Foot injury.
Yeah, had to have surgery, I think. I seen her out here the other day shooting. I don't know if that was one of the snow days or what. I was walking, and I said, "You're going to be back?" She said, "Yeah. I don't know if it'll be this year or not, but it, you know, she is." So
good to see her suited down. He's good on both of those free throws. No surprise. Makes it 32-6.
He's leading all scorers already, guys, with 14 in this one.
Foul called against Clay County for the reach-in. Going to get Eads. Third personal for Ellis. She'll go to the bench as Clark Kendall checks back in.
Yeah.
So Clay County, with this healthy lead, winner of this contest does go on to Monday night's semifinal, another elimination round. 6 o'clock tip at Livingston Academy against the winner of East Robin, Gordonsville, who also are playing right now. Of course, this game originally scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. Joe Burns and Clay agreed to move it forward to 6. Helps Joe Burns with the travel and helps us.
And tomorrow night's game's at 5?
Tomorrow night's boys are at 5. That's right. 5 o'clock tip on Saturday. Tomorrow night we'll have that coverage as well as Clay County's boys and Coach Edwards take on Knowledge Academy's. Brooklyn Scott gets her first bucket. Clay County, another steal, and that's where it's come a lot, Coach. The steals defensively with fast break layups.
Yeah, no doubt.
34-6, 4:50 and ticking. Joe Burns back with the basketball. It's Lucas on right side as a kickball call. Clea Lucas, one of those five seniors for Joe Burns. 4-19 record for the Lady Red Devils. Of course, definitely known as a softball school. And we just don't know a lot about the history of the Lady Red Devils going back to what I was saying before. We know they were good in 89 when they went to the state tournament.
I can pretty much tell you from 89 till 3 or 4 years ago, they hadn't been very good at all.
They had been down.
I watch everybody's scores, and, you know, over the years, they just hadn't competed very well.
Of course, these definitely small schools are relying on generational talent to come through. It's Clark Kendall pulls the trigger on a three. No good from the top of the key. Rebound, Joe Burns.
About, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they had a good team. I went down to Red Baldwin one night and watched them play Red Baldwin when that older Fleming girl was a senior.
Uh-huh.
Fleming had about 50 that night, but I still think they got beat. I think Joe Burns beat them. It was a high-scoring game, but they had a good team that year.
Yeah, because Red Bull was pretty solid.
Yeah.
At the line, shooting free throws, we have number 33, Faith Holt, another of those five seniors. Thomas, good on that one, makes it 7. Want to run down that Joe Burns scoring real quick as far as their other 6 points?
Yeah, Pinky Shannon, the freshman, with 1, and Reese Head knocked down a 3 in the first quarter, and Callie Yates with a bucket earlier on.
Faith Holt misses that second free throw. I'm sure we do have some listeners tonight from Joe Burns, and apologize we hadn't brought a lot of the Lady Red Devil names to you. Wanted to make sure we got caught up on the scoring. Garrison for Clay County continues to look for that first three-pointer. Just can't get one tonight.
No.
34-7.
No. Lucky it's we don't have to have her hitting them tonight, but now the next game, I hope she can hit a little better because we need her to hit some that game.
Garrison with it, swings to Kendall. Kendall to Crawford. Crawford to Thompson. Thompson, three ball left wing. No good. Rebound Kendall. Kendall's put back, no good. Rebound Head for Joe Burns. Gives off to Shannon. Pinky Shannon, a quick freshman. Pretty good ball handler. Drives down, kicks to Lucas. Lucas to Holt. Holt to Head. Head, three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound Thompson. Jenna Thompson now presses ahead for Clay County. Clay County working at the hoop to our left in this first half. Joe Burns the hoop to our right. Kendall now left side. Claire drives into the paint. Floater from there. No good. Rebound Lucas for Joe Burns. Alley pass ahead to Pinky Shannon. Shannon shot right side. Hits the underside of the backboard. Regathered by Garrison. Garrison now stops and pops, top of the key, can't get it to go. I believe Halen may be 0-9 or something right now. She's had several good looks.
Shooter's got to shoot.
Shooter's
got to
shoot.
She'll get one to go and may hit 4 or 5 in a row.
Well, that's what she was one game. She missed 4 or 5, then she hit 4 or 5 in a row.
It's had some big games from behind the arc. Has the sophomore, of course, that single game program record of 10 made three-pointers coming against Wartburg over at the Herman Christmas Classic. Walden now, she's got a couple threes, and She misses on that one. None of the ladies firing too strong from behind the arc. Eads with one and Waldeman two, but it's been the steals and the layups in transition and the free throws that have built this 34-7 lead.
Yeah, you talk about the East Robertson-Gordesville game. You know, it's not out of the realm of consideration that District 7A could get the sweep with the Gordesville Tigers.
Yeah, that easily happens. That happened. Happened 1 year, didn't it? Last year, year before one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember which. Of course, not last year. Of course, we beat East Rob in the semis. May have been that year before.
Last year, you know, it was down there, and we brought the final game back to Livingston because it was us and Pickett, I guess, wasn't it?
I remember in 22, the girls played Red Boylan for the region title at East Rob, and they beat us.
Yeah.
We had beat them for the district title in Livingston, and stayed over there. Garrison out top and gives to Kendall. She pulls the trigger on three right side, banks it in. Nice shot there by Claire.
I guess so.
Yeah, Kendall's first points of the ball game makes it 37-9.
Kendall hitting her ninth three-pointer of the season, Thomas, shooting 27% from there. And, had to start off the season and miss some before she found her mark. So I'd like to see her three-point percentage, let's say Christmas on, probably higher than that 27%.
Yeah, when she's gotten opportunities down the stretch of the regular season, she shot the ball pretty well, I think.
I think so. Minute 15 left in this second quarter, 37-9. Got Katie Brown, the junior, checking in for Clay County. She's joined by Garrison, Kendall Wicks, and Eads. Eads cross court to Kendall. Kendall to Garrison. Garrison bounce past to Wicks. Wicks drives the right side, lays it off the glass. Nice job by Lacey.
Yeah, good penetration.
Lacey's really upped her game in terms of facing the basket with the ball and attacking. She's done a nice job of that this year. Under a minute to play here in this second quarter, 39-9. After that Wicks make, Garrison knocks it out of bounds. Joe Burns to inbound from beside the Clay County bench.
Yeah, in this entire second quarter, you've seen Coach Walker kind of go with a mix of about 10 players so far, as he's not really doing a wholesale change, but mixing them up different lineups, Coach Sims.
Yeah. And you want to see them play, but that's probably one reason we haven't scored hardly as much as you think we would have, you know. Because we had like almost 30 first quarter, I think. And
30 seconds left in this second quarter. Pinky Shannon, no good. On the three-pointer rebound, Lacey Wicks. Looking at Joe Burns' four wins on the year as Kaylee Brown kicks it back out to Claire Kendall. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Lucas for the Lady Red Devils. They beat Knowledge Academies three times. The other win came against Montgomery Central. Joe Burns won that game 61-24.
Are you serious?
Second game of the season.
I can remember when Montgomery Central was good back in the 90s. I'd play them at camp, man. It knocked down dragouts. I mean, they were good.
First half ends here at Joe Sims Gym, 39-9. The score, Clay County up by 30 here in the Region 4A quarterfinals over Joe Burns.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee on the Horizon Sports Network for the Girls Region 4A quarterfinals between Clay County and Joe Burns. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Red Devils by 30 here at halftime, 39-9. And it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. For Clay County, got off to a fast start. They scored the first 22 of this game unanswered as Baylor Walden knocked down a three to put Clay County up 22-0, and then with a minute 30 left in the first quarter, Joe Burns got on the board with a Reese Head three-pointer to make it 22-3. Clay County led 25-4 at the end of the first quarter, and then kind of went cold in the second. They only outscored Joe Burns 14-5 to take this 30-point lead here at halftime, 39-9. For Joe Burns. The freshman, Pinky Shannon, has 1 point. Reese Head knocked down that three I was telling you about. Callie Yates, 2 points. And Faith Holt, one for their nine here at the break. Leading the way for Clay County, the junior, Ella Eads, has 14 first-half points. Also in the double figures is Baylor Walden, who knocked down 2 threes in that and has 10 here at the break. Lacey Wicks, Claire Kendall, and Kalia Crawford, all with 3 for the Lady Dogs. And Brooklyn Scott, 2 points here at halftime, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 39-9. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Clay County again leads by 30, 39-9, as they tipped off at 6 o'clock. Kind of a feature game here early on in Upper Cumberland. We do want to thank the Upper Cumberland Reporter and Noah McKay for sharing our live feed here on the Horizon Sports Network on their page. They're getting ready to cover a lot more Upper Cumberland games coming up, probably with 7 p.m. tips. We appreciate them, and we hope folks will stay with us for much more here on the Horizon Sports Network, including the Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network here at the break. Joe Burns, 9, Clay County, 39. Going to go ahead and get into the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 1998, head coach Joe Sims led his 18-10 Lady Dogs into the region quarterfinal against Van Buren County. After beating the Eaglets 66-44, Coach Sims and the girls went on to win the region title in advance to the Final Four of the state before being eliminated by Moore County. In that region quarter win over Van Buren, there were two players that both recorded 10 rebounds and 6 assists each. Name both of them. We'll read that one more time. In 1998, head coach Joe Sims led his 18-10 Lady Dogs into the region quarterfinal against Van Buren County. After beating the Eaglets 66-44, Coach Sims and the girls went on to win the region title and advanced all the way to the Final Four of the state before being eliminated by Moore County. In that region quarterfinal win over Van Buren, there were two players that both recorded 10 rebounds and 6 assists each. Name both of them. If you want to take a stab at that, send in your responses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Already some action on the hotline. Sam Daniels guessing Michelle Chambers and Tara Ashlock, both of them seniors on that 98 squad, both of them Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, but incorrect on the pair. Melissa Smith guesses Amanda Sharp, Amanda Kendall Sharp, and Tara Ashlock, and both of those Clay County Sports Hall of Famers, one of those two is correct. Looking for a pair that had 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Another guess of Tara Ashlock and Amanda Kendall. One of those two is correct. So we'll finally get their coach. That's another one of those weird years. We lost in the district semis. Had to play in the consolation game. Ended up being region champs.
You know, that's what I was talking about earlier. That's one of those years that, you know, things didn't work out in the district, but they did in the region. You know, we had five teams that year in, I thought was in the top 10 in the state. in our district. And one of them didn't even get out of the district. You know,
that's crazy.
Pickett County, I think, was one that didn't get out. And we pulled one of the biggest upsets of my career when we beat Gordsville in the region final. I mean, I thought they was the best team in the state. They beat us like 40 the first time we played that year. And somehow we pulled it off that night.
7:25 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. Teams have switched into the court. Clay County shooting the hoop to our right. Joe Burns is hooping to our left. During this second half of play, 39-9. No points yet scored in this quarter.
Oh, good move.
Bucket there. Call it, Thomas. You had a better look. Clark Kendall with some type of move to get to the hoop.
Yeah, she just got the step and finished strong through contact, didn't she, Coach?
Underhanded layup, split two defenders there. I hadn't seen her make a move like that, I don't think.
Michelle Chambers, Amanda Kendall combo being guessed by Sam Daniels. One of those two is correct. Sam also guessing Amanda Kendall, Nicole Davis is a combo. One of those two correct.
Nicole's already graduated.
She was gone, yeah, 1 year removed. Graduated in 97, didn't it, Davis? We've got another guest, Tara Ashlock and Trinity Whittle being guests, and neither of those correct.
Well,
John Weaver has come in.
They got to figure out who the other starter was on that team.
Yeah. John Weaver's come in with the right answer. I don't know if he's eligible tonight. Is he eligible, Thomas?
Don't ask me, Daniel.
He won one the other night and ended up kind of splitting it because Sam come right in. I guess we could award this one to John.
We saw number 33, Faith Holt, make one of two at the line for Joe Burns.
Makes it 42-10. Joe Burns, some good pieces, as Coach Sims said. The seniors, Lacey Wicks now, driving into the lane. She scores. More guesses on the hotline include Amanda Sharp and Andrea McCarron. Of course, Andrea, one of those classmates of Amanda's and Tara's and those. One of the two correct. So, Andrea not completing that combo there. I will give a clue. It is a classmate of Chambers and Kendall and Ashlong.
And a good player. I mean, she was a good player.
Clay County on the offensive. Ella Eads with it inside. Good defense. My Lucas for Joe Burns ends up swatting it away from Ella Eads. Not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and she did it cleanly, that's for sure.
We have a correct answer on the hotline. John ruled himself ineligible. We appreciate that act of chivalry, John. The correct answer coming from Melanie Likens. She's pretty knowledgeable. Of course, she is just about to come into high school around that time. Was not there
first
yet.
The next year.
The next year, yeah. She says Crystal Price and Amanda Kendall. Crystal Price and Amanda Kendall both had 10 rebounds and 6 assists in that contest. So congratulations to Melanie. She will be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artist is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. 44-12 after Joe Burns had a bucket. Did you decipher which Red Lady Devil?
Yeah, it was Ariana Turner coming off the bench for two for the Lady Red Devils, and they fired from three. I thought they had another one that was going to go.
Senior Reese Head, she already has one three-pointer. Had the privilege of speaking with Joe Burns' head softball coach there at the break. She came up to the table. She is the mother of Senior Reese Head, who has the three-point make back in the first quarter, and we kind of came to an agreement there. We just wanted somebody to beat Gordonsville and on the diamond this spring, I think, Thomas. That's another nice 10-foot jumper.
Plumley girl's pitching. I don't know if anybody can or not. She's got, one more year, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's a senior this year.
With UT.
Certainly going to be another good season for all three of those teams, Gordonsville, Joe Burns, and Clay County, and along with others here in the area. Softball getting started tomorrow for Clay County High School. We've got a pair of games. It's Pinky Shannon who hits the three-pointer from right wing. 46-15 now on the scoreboard. Garrison firing the three right wing. No good. Rebound better Walden. Walden kicks out to Eads. Ella now going to baseline pass it down to Claire Kendall. She scores left block. Kendall
nice
doing a nice
pass.
Job tonight.
Nice shot.
48-15, 4:15 and ticking here in this third quarter. Joe Burns with it, right wing. In the hands of Holt, who kicks back to Lucas. Now back to Faith Holt. Holt inside to Shannon. Shannon's shot blocked by the District 7 defensive MVP, Lacey Wicks. Wicks going to come out of there with it. Outlet pass ahead to Ella Eads. Eads shot right block. Good. That was not easy either.
No, it wasn't. That's
almost a good spin on the
good
spot fadeaway.
To start with and a really good finish.
Good vision there by Lacey getting the assist. Head with it. Passed inside. Knocked away by Walden. Regathered, though, by Turner. For Joe Burns, she comes cross court to Shannon. Shannon going to dribble out top and run the point. The freshman going to reset things. 50-15, 3:25 left in this third quarter. Lacey Wicks, another clean block. Regathered by Turner. Her second effort, no good. Rebound Clark Kendall. So we'll have a running clock unless something changes with the score differential in the fourth quarter. Ella Eads, there balls the three. Walden's fouled by Lucas. Baylor goes to the line where she's already hit several attempts tonight.
Yeah, Lady Dogs coming out with a little pep in her step here to open the second half, Coach.
Playing pretty good here in this third quarter.
As always, we appreciate all of our listeners' participation in that Subway Trivia Challenge. And as Thomas said earlier during the break, in case you didn't hear it, a big thanks to Norm McKay, head of the Upcoming Reporter, for sharing our feed tonight. And always had a good working relationship with them. And just appreciate that. 3:13 left in this third quarter, 52-15. Clay County been in front from the get-go. I think it was a 16-0 run to open the contest before Joe Burns got their bucket.
22, Daniel. Yeah, Clay County opening up this ball game, scoring the first 22 unanswered. And then Joe Burns finally got on the board. They led by 30 at the break, and they've only extended it to 52-15 at this point here in the third, Daniel.
Pinky Shannon's baseline drive was no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. She's brought it to the other end. Ella Eads going to shoot the three from left corner. No good. Rebound, Kalia Crawford. Crawford baseline bounce pass to Wicks. Wicks out to Eads. Ella going to drive to the free throw line. Then the Bulldog mascot in the paint. Kick to Crawford. Three-pointer no good. Rebound Joe Burns. That was number two. Savannah Hallmark, a sophomore.
We've seen her much, have we?
No, not much of her. Sophomore Kasia Pope coming to the scores table as well. So several sophomores. We mentioned the five seniors, no juniors. One, two, three, four freshmen for Joe Burns with a handful of sophomores. So a lot of these girls coming back for head coach Jared Hawkins next season. Crawford swings to Kendall. Kendall out to Eads. Should Clay County hold on to this healthy lead, they'll be advancing on to Monday night's region semifinal at Livingston Academy against the winner of Gordonsville and East Robertson. Takeaway by Pinky Shannon. Stole it from the Black, Purple, and Gold ladies.
We'll have the early game, right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock tip. Lacey Wicks, fast break steal. Going to have a layup opportunity. Lays it off the glass, under control, and good for two. Minute 15 left in this third quarter. Kendall, Eads, Scott, Wicks, and Crawford on the floor. A couple of players got hung together and couldn't go after the ball.
Ella could have got it, but the girl that was on her legs, she couldn't move.
Subs for both squads here. Claire Kendall comes out. Helen Garrison checks back in. Host of new players for Joe Burns. I see zero. Kaylin Greathouse. And it's Pinky Shannon who banks one in from right wing. Three-pointer. Shannon, a promising young player.
Yeah, she's leading the team so far. She's got 7 points after knocking down two threes here in the third quarter.
Another takeaway by Shannon. Shannon taking it away from Crawford, so freshman on freshman there. And a foul going to be called on Crawford. Of course, we've grown familiar with the Red Devils in football. Over the last several years, for a little over a decade now, have been region four foes in football with them.
Yeah, we made several trips to Cedar Hill.
Yeah, yeah. We enjoy that drive.
I don't.
You don't enjoy it. We always enjoy it. We leave early and take our time and eat at Springfield, go to the depot.
We do.
I about need to go with y'all the next
time. Garrison hit a three finally. Was that Halen? I missed it as well. We got to talk about driving to Cedar Hill. I'm going to blame you on that one, Thomas. You brought up the road trip.
I did.
Did she hit it or somebody else?
I don't know. We'll have to go back and check. I wasn't watching. Maybe somebody that was watching her feed, if you want to, put in the comments who just hit that Clay County three-pointer. I believe it was Garrison. Brooklyn Scott comes up with a steal. She's across the timeline, yeah. Loses the handle, and she was intending that pass for her classmate, Clea Crawford. 5 seconds left in this third quarter. Joe Burns the inbound here. Great House with it. Kicks it back to Hallmark. And this buzzer's going to sound prior to a shot. Three quarters are done here, Joe Sims Gym. Clay County handily in front of this Region 4A quarterfinal. 57-18 over Joe Burns.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee for the Region 4A quarterfinals where Clay County leads Joe Burns 57-18 headed into the third quarter. And here's your dog, Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County being led by Ella Eads, who has 18 in the ballgame so far. Baylor Walden a cool dozen, 12 points in this one. Lacey Wicks and Halen Garrison both with 7 each. If she made that 3, which I think she did, and Claire Kendall also with 8, Kalia Crawford 3, and Brooklyn Scott 2 for Joe Burns. Pinky Shannon leading the Lady Red Devils with 7 points. Reese Head has 3, Callie Yates 2, and Faith Holt 1, and Ariana Turner also with 2 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Besides them and all of our sponsors, I also want to say again, I hadn't had many timeouts in this one, Daniel. Of course, presenting sponsor, Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, but Macon Bank and Trust providing the video feed tonight. There's been, 4 games straight. We haven't been able to do live video in the District 7A tournament. We've got it back tonight, thanks to Macon Bank and Trust.
Absolutely. Very appreciative of them. We'll round up this starting lineup for the fourth quarter. As Haley Roberts fires a 3. She knocks it down. Confirmation that that was Garrison from Melanie Likens on Facebook. Also called Halen's dad, Kobe, there during the break. My brother-in-law went, and he confirmed that she was able to buy one finally, as he
all
put
right.
It from distance. 6:55 mark here in Tiggin, fourth quarter. Joe Burns with inside move on the floor for Clay County. Kaylee Brown, who just got the rebound, she hands off to freshman Lila Bird. Will join them sophomore Emmy Connor, sophomore Jenna Thompson, and freshman Haley Roberts, who's calling for the ball there. She just hit that three-pointer and was feeling it for another one. We'll see a running clock now, 60-18. Coach Sims showed me a score there. I'm in to go Bradley Central up 118-20 over somebody starting the fourth quarter. Is that right?
Yeah, I thought it was over, but maybe it was.
114-20.
Yeah.
Crazy.
4-4.
Katie Brown comes up with a steal. Her layup off left side, too strong. Rebound put back, Bimmy Carr, good. 6:10 mark of the fourth.
I didn't realize that was the end of the third quarter. I thought that was the end of the game, but it's just starting the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's all done in 24 minutes of action.
Somebody scored 150 points.
Head with it, trying to work it back out into the hands of Callie Yates, her senior classmate. Couldn't get together on the pass. Clay County taking back over here once again. Emmy Carr, Lila Burville, Jenna Thompson, Kaylee Brown, and Haley Roberts on the floor for the black, purple, and gold. Mixture of starters and reserves for Joe Burns.
Yeah, we saw that mixture for Clay County there in the third quarter, but now basically the reserves only for the Lady Dogs at this point.
62-18. Roberts with it. Kicks out to Thompson. Jenna now back to Lila. Lila drives the right side of the lane. Gets to the block and scores.
Nice move.
Good finish by the freshman. Solid group of four freshmen for Coach Walker here. Of course, the sophomore class as well. Talented. Always good to see Emmy Carr come in. She's another good young player. So, things looking good. As we already mentioned, only one senior on this Clay County squad. So, going to have a very experienced team coming back next year. .440 and ticking. Boys tip at 5 tomorrow. We'll have coverage as well. Haley Roberts hits another three. Roberts, we saw her in that aerial onslaught at Jellicoe with a make. She's got two here tonight. Her percentage is going to be the highest on the team.
She seems like she's got a knack for scoring the few times she's got to play this year. She can usually put it in the hole.
Faith Holt with the bucket for Joe Burns. Makes it 67-20. Yes, she's a good shooter. Was one of two from three coming into to this one. It scored 9 points on the season, all told. .345 left in this one. Pinky Shannon passes to Lucas. Lucas at the wing, uses a head screen, works top of the key. Now dishes off to Yates. Yates to Holt. Holt drives, loses the handle. Actually pushed it over to Shannon, who shoots the three. No good. Rebound Kelly Brown. Brown to Roberts. Roberts at left wing. Haley back inside to Brooklyn. Shot up, no good. Volleyball swatted out of bounds by Kelly Yates. Walker, 6-1 in region quarters in his career. Brooklyn Scott on the rebound. Put back no good. Kaylee Brown, they give her credit for the three. Drained it from left corner. Nice shot by the junior. Her second three-pointer of the season.
I thought she had hit one another pay or another game.
Of course, the only region quarter Walker lost, 2017, his first year, lost to Watertown when Arms and Strong were sophomores. Jada Kerr, a junior that year. Watertown, pretty solid team that season because we were pretty good ourselves. We'd improve much more so the next year when we went to Moore County for a sub-state game. But Emmy Carr came up with a steal on the inbound. Gets it off to Brown. Kaylee picks up the dribble. Passes to Brooklyn. Brooklyn back to Emmy. Minute 55 left in this one. Lila Bird will baseline drive. Well defended there by Kasia Pope. Brown tries her hand at another three left wing. No good. Rebound Joe Burns.
You talk about Walker. That may be the only one he had to play on the road that I can think of. I don't know.
Could be. That's a good point. Of course, the missing year, the season that Trousdale beat us in the district quarters, you know.
Yeah, we've played most of them here since he's been coaching.
Minute 15 and ticking. Left in this one, fourth quarters went quickly with this running clock. 50-point differential right now, 70-20. Joe Burns on the inbound play. Foul called against Clay.
And you see Coach Hawkins going, bringing his seniors to the bench. We mentioned them earlier. Also, Reese Head, Callie Yates, Faith Holt, Kalia Lucas, and Kaylin Greathouse, I think, his senior players, as he has all reserves in the ballgame at this point, Daniel. So, wrapping up their careers here on the hardwood.
Yeah, I think Coach Head told us in softball, 9 of these ladies play softball, so they'll get quickly into that. But, yeah, basketball careers for those 5 going to be done. And kind of fitting, we came into the intro with that same thought. You know, Joe Burns had eliminated Clay County from softball in the region semis last year, and now we can return the favor to them here on the hardwood.
Yeah, you started that out in the opener, Daniel, tying the two seasons together. And if you think about it, they overlap really closely if you make it out of the district tournament at all.
This one's going to go final, 70-20. The final score here at Joe Sims Gym. Joe Burns finishes their year with a 4-20 overall record. Clay County moves on to 15-13, and they move on to Monday night's region semifinal action, 6 o'clock tip at Livingston Academy against the winner of East Robertson and Gordonsville. Stay with us, though. We're not done. We're going to have the Farm Bureau postgame show coming right up on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Fay County's ladies now moving to 15-13 on the season. And keep alive with this win tonight, 70-20 in the final score. We're going to do the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee right here on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Look, Clay County, I thought they came out. This is a game they were supposed to dominate, and they did. And sometimes that's hard to do. But they came out and outscored Joe Burns 22-0 to start this one, Coach. Got off to a nice start. We saw Ella Eads knocking down shots, Baylor Walden knocking down shots, and Halen Garrison even attacking the paint early on.
Yeah.
And just a good start for Clay County, and they just rolled from there.
It was kind of like I envisioned it. You know, we got a lot of steals there early, got a lot of layups, and hit some couple outside shots, and just got off to a good start. Hit a little, well, we got to 9 or 12 and hit a little low for a minute, but then we took off again, like you said, 22-0. And I kind of looked at the scoreboard, and I said, they'll never get what we got right now. They didn't. They got 20. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, everybody got to play. Good opening, you know, region game. Turned out like it should have, you know, 70-20. And hopefully we'll just be ready for Monday night now.
Yeah, no matter who we get, whether it be East Robertson or Gorsville, it's going to be a good one come Monday night. And we'll go through the scoring for Joe Burns here. Pinky Shannon led the way with 7 points for Joe Burns. Reese Head finished with 3. Callie Yates had 2. Faith Holt, 3, and Ariana Turner, 2 for Joe Burns' Lady Red Devils, 20 points in the ball game. For Clay County, Haley Roberts knocked down 2 threes for 6 points. Lila Birdwell had 2, Emmy Carr, 2, Brooklyn Scott, 2, Cleo Crawford, 3, Kaylee Brown, 3, and then you had 2 with 7, and that was the senior Lacey Wicks and Halen Garrison, and then also Claire Kendall getting a start tonight with 8 points for her. And leading the way, it was Baylor Walden with a cool dozen. She was the one that kind of was a spark plug early on. And then Ella Eads with a total of 18 in this one, getting a little bit above her average there, Daniel.
Certainly did. That's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. The structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Bug Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest right here on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Ended up going with Junior, kind of a hybrid. She can play post, she can play guard. Baylor Walden, just a well-rounded player. She was the one setting the defensive tone early in this, and we talk a lot about Lacey Wicks. Well, that was Baylor who was coming up with the rebounds and the steals in the early opening minutes of this contest, kind of setting the pace for how that first quarter was going to go, that 22-9 opening that we had. Baylor just, you know, she's just done what good players are supposed to do. She's played better as the season's progressed in each game. And that's to me, that's the mark of a good player. We talked about it. He's doing it better. Walden's doing it too.
Yeah, I think so. And her outside shots really come on of late. She knocked down 2 threes in this one. She was perfect from the free throw line. She's one of the better free throw shooters on this team. And she had a cool dozen. Got into double figures with 12 tonight. Better Walden's going to be a big piece moving forward, isn't she, Coach?
Sure is. She's been a valuable player, you know, all year. Every game she don't score a whole lot, but she does some other things that are valuable to the team. But she's picked up her scoring lately. And, you know, when she stepped out there and hit those threes, she's usually got a post player guarding. So that makes it kind of hard on them. You know, she has got the ability to beat you off the dribble.
Yeah.
You know, if they come out there too far. And, yeah, she just keep playing like this. You know, it gives us a better chance to win these next 2 or 3 games.
Yeah.
I thought the Kendall girl played really good tonight, too.
She did.
I mean, she did some things that I hadn't seen her do a whole lot this year. You know, she took to the hole a couple times, and she played a good game.
Absolutely, a good point there, and did a good job with the start that she had tonight. One other comment about Baylor there before we wrap this part up. Just always a great competitor. You know, she's a fighter. She's going to get in there and work hard.
Sure.
You know, and I like that mentality that she brings to it.
Yeah, and I think it, you know, could have went back to some of what you opened with, too. You know, Baylor Walden, honestly, I mean, softball probably means more to her than basketball does. There's no doubt. You know, she's got a future in that at the next level, I'm pretty sure. And I'm sure she remembers this Joe Burns' team eliminated her last season. And
that could have been the difference.
It could have been. Could have been. But looking forward to maybe seeing another matchup between these two in another sport later on.
Folks, tonight's TDS top performer, Baylor Walden, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay Kenny's athletes and cheerleaders. So, as far as the girls go, Monday night, Livingston Academy, 6 o'clock tip, gates open at 5. We'll be there back with an audio-only broadcast because NFH coverage will be provided on that one. That's not our next broadcast, though. Tomorrow night, right here at Joe Sims Gym, full video broadcast again. Tomorrow night for boys' action, that's going to tip at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. We'll go on air with the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show at 4:45 as the boys take on Knowledge Academies. Last time Knowledge Academies came in this gym, they eliminated us in the Region 4A quarterfinal in 2023. Can't be overlooking that bunch. They are the 3 seed out of District 8. Not going to be an easy game.
No, I don't think it is either. You know, Clay County the favorite, of course, but you got to have that in your back of your mind. This is elimination basketball, isn't it, Coach?
I mean, I don't really know much about them. I know Rob told me Joe Burns was kind of the cream of the crop down there. The other three wasn't too awfully good, you know,
right.
But still. You know, I didn't think they'd be too good that last time they come up here and beat us.
That's right.
Dead, you know, so you better be ready to play.
No doubt.
Folks,
we appreciate you tuning in. Been a quick one tonight. Nothing wrong with that. We can go home and get a late supper, early supper, however you want to call it, I guess. Any final thoughts, Thomas?
Yeah, this is like, of course, always good to have Coach Sims here with us, and hopefully going to have him here for a few more games as the Lady Dogs press on here in the postseason. Also want to give a shout-out again to Macon Bank and Trust tonight for taking care of the TSSAA-mandated video broadcast fee. So everybody out there watching the Horizon Sports Network got to watch tonight instead of listen. And also tomorrow night we'll have another one live and in living color, as Coach Watson used to like to say.
There you go. Another one, he says, all the hay's in the barn. It's time to shut the doors. Well, here we are, folks. For Joe Sims, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.